From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Melissa Block. A strong current and low visibility are making the recovery effort difficult in Minneapolis, where divers and other workers are looking for victims of yesterday's highway bridge collapse. Four people have been confirmed dead, but the police chief says there are more bodies in the Mississippi River. At least 30 people are reported missing. The 8-lane bridge was undergoing repairs when it buckled during the evening rush hour yesterday. Today, the federal government said an inspection in 2005 found problems. The bridge was rated 50 on a scale of 100 for stability and was classified as structurally deficient, but it was still deemed safe for traffic. We're going to begin our coverage with NPR's Jason Beaubien, who's in Minneapolis.
As emergency personnel continued to extract bodies from the wreckage, Minnesotans came out in droves today to see what remains of what used to be a major connector between Minneapolis and St. Paul.
I don't know how many times I've been over that bridge in my life. You know, it's hard to conceive that the damn thing collapsed.
82-year-old Bill Krischel says he wanted to see a part of history firsthand. Krischel remembers the 2,000-foot bridge being built, and he questions why it had such a long span over the Mississippi River.
When they built that span, it was touted because it didn't have any center support. And, you know, the bridge right next to it's got a great big cement port support right in the middle of it, right in the middle of the river. Why back in 67 when they designed it, they decided that the river traffic needed that clearance is beyond me.
Others in the city, however, were still trying to track down loved ones. People gathered at local hospitals and the Holiday Inn next to the Metrodome to try to get word of friends and family who haven't been heard of since the bridge collapsed. Michelle West says several members of her family had been driving over the 35W on their way to a graduation party.
My two nieces are here, and then my my brother-in-law is at a hospital at North Memorial in Robbinsdale, and we can't find my sister. I'm just, like, frazzled. I just can't believe it. I feel like I'm in a dream or something.
Today, emergency workers returned to the bridge site at dawn. Divers took down license plate numbers of submerged vehicles to try to cross-reference them with the missing. Other personnel began extracting bodies of people who'd been trapped in the wreckage.
Recovery has started. Boats are on the water. But we also have people, like I say, on land that need to be recovered and recovered safely.
Minneapolis Police Chief Tim Dolan says the entire disaster scene is dangerous. Much of the debris and tarmac is sitting in the river and it shifts with the currents. He praised the rescue workers who managed to get many people out of the debris yesterday. In addition to pulling people from the disaster, some emergency personnel also comforted the dying.
There are some unbelievable testimonials and stories involving a number of those people. And I can't get into specifics because we have notifications and so forth to make, but people that were pinned, people that were partly crushed, that were told emergency workers to say hello, say goodbye. So it was an amazing, amazing scene.
The big question remains, why did the bridge collapse? Officials say the investigation into that began today. Mark Rosenkerr, who heads the National Transportation Safety Board, warns this is going to be a complex and lengthy investigation.
First thing we must do is recover the pieces. And after we recover these pieces of the bridge, we will begin actually trying to reassemble them, not in a way where it's actually standing, but kind of in a jigsaw puzzle way, flat, so we can look at the various parts of this bridge and understand what made it fall down last night.
The Hennepin County Sheriff, Rick Stanek, says there's a reason why this is going to be a slow process.
We're not locked in any one theory. But this is a crime scene. We treat it as a crime scene. And I think all of you that have been out here before know how law enforcement and fire handles crime scenes.
That's Rosenkerr at the NTSB says that slow, deliberate investigation could take months to find out why the 8-lane freeway collapsed. Jason Beaubien, NPR News, Minneapolis.